Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Something's happening here. I'm not sure what the issue is.
The camera turning off is an issue. I don't know why.
Because both times happened when you went to go adjust things, so I just figured.
I would try just keeping those tight and then just twisting the whole
thing. Like that the yellow thing itself is a turner.
Now this feels too high.
Oh, I like this shot.
Yeah, I think that works.
Okay, good.
It's still like the back on the, like.
Let me fucking just tape this shit to the wall.
I think it's like your mic is hitting a wire that's hitting a wire. Is that possible?
It could be. I mean, there's a shit ton of wires. Just roll with it. I think it should be on it.
I don't know what I just did.
Yeah, what? I have it here. Oh, I feel like I didn't even move that time.
You want to just like unplug and replug the HDMI?
It's the normal show. It's the normal show.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Normal Show. After a bit of technical difficulty, we are back, we are set up, and as usual, we have Harry behind the scenes, and of course, you know him, you love him, Dave, and me, your host, Tyler. Hello, everybody. I'm wearing sunglasses because I'm insecure about my eye bag. So, guys, listen, I just moved. I've been here for about a week now, a little bit longer than a week, actually, and goddamn, was that annoying, dude. First of all, as you saw earlier, really hard to set this bitch up. You know, on paper, pretty easy. It's just a couch and a green screen and a camera. But we've got a pretty rudimentary set. I've got a camera sitting on, like, seven Bibles. I have seven Bibles. I haven't read the Bible since I was, you know, 10. But I have a lot of them just to keep an image, you know, for the people to visit. But the stream room is fucking tiny, dude. The stream room is literally like I could almost reach out both my arms and touch either wall. It's so tiny. Trying to shove all this shit in here, all my stream stuff and the pod stuff. But I am grateful to finally have furniture. I was living in an empty house for what was 6 days. I moved on Monday and I got my stuff on a Sunday. What? It was like a 6-hour drive. How in the world did you guys not move my stuff earlier? That was crazy. I paid for movers, right? Let's revert. I'll tell you guys the full story. So first of all, I called this mover guy, all right? And I'm like, you know, I need to move from Illinois to Nashville, okay? And we do a quote, whatever, we go through all my furniture. He's like, that'll be around $2,800. And I was like, wow, perfect. That's fantastic, dude. That's so much cheaper than my last move. I had to pay the movers like $5,000. And he said, and I quote, $5,000, that's like highway robbery. And I was like, I know, right? So then the movers get to my house and they're like, we got to reevaluate your quote. We got to reevaluate it. We're looking at probably $5,000. I was like, wow, that sounds a lot like highway robbery. That's interesting. That we, what in the world, dude? How the fuck did we go up like $3,000? That sucks. It ended up being, I think he said 5,200 originally, and then it was like 5,800 for some reason. I don't know why. I think he's just making up. And I was complaining about the price, and he turned to his buddy, and in Spanish, he said something, and then they chuckled. And I was like, I feel like you guys are making fun of me right now. I feel like you're making fun of me. But all I caught was trabajo. So I know work was in the sentence somewhere. So those guys said, your stuff is going to get here on Wednesday. Originally, the people said, your stuff is going to get here like on Monday, the day you move. So then he said Wednesday, and I was like, okay, whatever. That's fine. I can wait until Wednesday. Then I get a call on Wednesday. We're looking at Friday, Saturday. I was like, wow, that fucking blows. Saturday. Coming Sunday. Sorry. Don't know what to tell you. So I lived in an empty house, slept on an air mattress, and you don't know true sadness until you've jerked off on an air mattress in an empty room, dude. Just masturbating on a twin air mattress in my empty bedroom. That was so sad. That was so depressing. That post-nut clarity was world-ending. I was like, what am I doing? This is so sad. I ate standing up for the entire week. That was annoying. And then they finally got here. So they just kept cucking me, dude. Every day it'd be like, it's coming tomorrow, I promise. And I'd be like, all right, can't wait for the stuff. Coming tomorrow. Every single day until Sunday. But now we're here. We finally got our stuff. I was wearing the same two shirts for a week. And good Lord. Good Lord. Good golly. That was.
Do you have a vision for your bedroom?
No. Dude, I have the same mattress from when I was seven.
Ugh,
in my bedroom. Yeah, the same mattress from when I was 7 years old. The same bed frame, the same furniture, everything. My nightstand, my dresser, everything's the same, dude. My parents almost got divorced, so they sold their house, and then I just took all my stuff back. I took all my stuff with me when I moved for the first time after college. Yeah, it's a race car bed. It's fucking sick, dude. It's awesome. The sheets are paws. The sheets are little dog paws. I used to have those. I finally grew out of it a bit too late. I think I changed the dog paw sheets when I was in seventh grade. Bit too late. But I mean, I changed the sheets since then, but the mattress is the same. It's wildly uncomfortable. And the bed frame looks like it should come with gargoyles. Like, it's like this, with these weird, like, gothic-looking posts. And my room looks ridiculous. It honestly looked nicer empty. I don't know how to decorate at all. Yeah,
this is you?
This is me. Ladies, what would you do if a guy brought you home and he had the tractor bed, the kid-sized tractor bed? That's actually sick as hell, dude. I would rock that now. That's sick. The Jeep bed, the Jed. That would be sweet.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I really need to get a new bed frame. I just don't spend money on that stuff. Furniture is expensive, dude. My couch is $100.
You should go on Boy Room.
What is Boy Room? That sounds like a
bad chat. It's better. Hold on, I'll show you.
Let me check out Boy Room.
Hold on. Dude, you'd be good on Boy Room.
Do they just show dudes' rooms?
Yeah.
That fucking
a door?
No, not really. I mean, maybe.
Tom's room is
oh, hell yeah.
construction site. I was worried that he might be squatting, but it turns out he just bought
I will say, as poorly decorated as my room is, it is not going on every day. Dirty. That's a lie. It's dirty as fuck right now. Yeah, but usually it's pretty clean. Dude, boy room. Hell yeah.
His bed is only half useful because the other half is covered in clothing.
This is how I would
there
sleep.
We go. Like, Miller Lite.
Kind of like this.
Perfect.
Is it stressful sleeping kind of just smack dab in the middle of the room?
Yeah, people say I like do not look happy when I'm sleeping.
A lot of people would disagree, but this is the perfect room. This is the perfect room for men. A manly room. I got a Ring doorbell. Oh my God. I need to talk about this. So now that I'm living, you know, I didn't do much research on the neighborhood. I'm going to be honest with you. There's a bit of crime around where I'm at. I moved here and my buddy was like, hey man, what's your address? I sent it to him. He was like, you know, it's not like a fantastic neighborhood, right? I was like, what? Looked on crime maps. My entire neighborhood is red, meaning pretty intense crime. So got a Ring doorbell. And I hate it, dude. I mean, I like having the Ring doorbell. It's sweet to just see who pulls up. But I don't know if you guys have Ring doorbells. But Ring will send you notifications of things happening in your area. So I get messages literally every hour being like, gunshots in your area. I'm like, what am I going to do with this information? I don't want to know this. I'd rather just not know. Ignorance is bliss. I could probably check right now. Gunshots. Did anyone hear a bunch of gunshots? Deer crossing. 17 guns stolen from vehicles last night.
That's cool.
Man seen looking and opening our cars. Smoke? Saw a bunch of smoke. Attempted break-in. There's a person at your front door. This is I ordered a pizza. That's what that one was. Attempted break-in. Home alarm going off. Found dog. Attempted burglary. Car break-in. Bomb? What the fuck? Where do I live, dude? There's bombings and gunshots and literally I'll just be chilling and it'll be like guy murdered in cold blood, 0.2 miles away. I'm like, excellent. That's perfect.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Thank look you. At this one. Somebody, I was trying to find the 17 guns, but I couldn't find it. But look at this loadout, dude. Somebody had two guns and two swords.
Ooh. Hell of a night out. Me and the boys going out. Katanas, just guns.
Doing blow off of a katana.
I mean, that's maybe the coolest shit ever.
Yeah.
Honestly. Ripping cocaine off of a katana and firing your gun into the air. What's better than that, dude? Dublin pride, brother. Man, oh man. Well, you know, that one surprised me if that image was on like a Ring notification being like, we seized this from a guy, from your neighbor. He had this. He was planning to kill you. Just get so many of those. And it was honestly not like having an empty house. I was like, okay, if someone breaks in, what are they stealing? You know, like my blinds. My air mattress, they can't really do anything. Now I feel like there's a target on my head, you know? like the bat signal for getting robbed, because it's a nice house in a not so great neighborhood. It's such a weird, I'm in the middle of like, I'm contributing to the gentrification of this area is what's happening. It's like, I was talking to an internet provider lady, like an AT&T lady, and I gave her my address. I was like, do you guys have internet at this place? She was like, no. And let me tell you why, because that's a bad area. And that's where the projects were. And I was like, oh. So they were like, we didn't put lines there. I was like, okay, sweet. Nice. Thank you for that tidbit of information. So there's like these nice houses. And then next to the nice houses will be, you know, like a shed or a shack or something. And then next to that will be another nice house. And then next to that is like a shed and a shack and so on and so forth. And I don't know. It's a weird vibe, dude. I can't pick up on what's going on here. A lady, and maybe we'll have to cut this, but a lady came to my door the other day and she was like, hey, just wanted to let you know we're going to host a candlelight vigil in front of your home next week. And I was like, what? She was like, the lady that used to live here, she died. And oh. We're going to host a candlelight vigil in front of your house. She was like, don't worry, it's going to be like 30 people. We'll just be on the sidewalk. We're going to have these candles out. And she was like, I just wanted to ask for your permission. And I felt like a dickhead to be like, no, lady, get out of here. But that just feels so weird because the lady didn't die in this house, you know. And also, this isn't her house. They destroyed her house and put this house up, and she died somewhere else. So, like, why are you coming back here to host this candlelight vigil? But that's going to happen this week. I'll be watching it through the blinds. I don't know. Maybe I'll make him like cookies or something. But I thought that was an interesting request. Bit of an odd request. God. This is not that big of a deal, but this little sliver is pissing me the fuck off. Look at this little piece of shit, dude. This room is too small. This room is too small. I need a green screen that's like projector style that I can just like hang from the ceiling. Or maybe I just fucking paint the walls green.
I think you can do that.
Oh, there we go. Yeah, just make a little booth.
Oh, you got to get one of these, dude.
Ooh, dude, if we got a green screen suit, I'm like a floating head, that would be awesome. I actually have a funny story about one of these. I wore in high school, there was this like green full bodysuit. I think the theme was like neon or something for a basketball game. And I was, you know, big into high school spirit. That was my thing. So I participated in all those dress up nights. So for this basketball game, I put on this full body like neon green suit, you know, with like the headpiece and everything. And the local newspaper took a picture of me in this full body green screen suit, and it was the most embarrassing. So it's like my full body being like, yeah, basketball, and just the saddest, tiniest little bulge on the just published in my local newspaper. That picture ruined my fucking life. Just the saddest, tiniest little print you've ever seen in your entire life. I was like, dude, everyone that reads the local newspaper is going to give me so much shit for this. How to you could professionally issue like, hang a backdrop.
I saw you could issue like a, make them do a correction about your dick size. Wow, this is cool.
Excuse me. This is fake news. My penis is not this small. Dude, what if we did this for this whole room? We just set up like a Marvel movie setup.
That would be sick.
Dude, is he really in his backyard or is this a green screen? 25-minute assembly. This took me 2 hours. This shit for real took me 2 hours. 25-minute assembly my ass, dude.
This guy seems like a nice guy.
Yeah, I'll just grab my PVC tee that I keep lying around. And, of course, my PVC elbows.
Why are green screens green? Do you know?
What are you looking up?
Why are green screens green? Yeah.
That's a great question. In theory, any color green screen could be used. All right. I don't give a fuck.
Who cares?
I don't care enough. Once I see more than two paragraphs, I'm like, suddenly, I'm no longer interested. I do that a lot. I'll do research. I'll be like, why is this thing a certain way? And then it'll be way too long of an explanation. And I'm like, ah, I'm good. I'm good being in the dark here.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Well, speaking of Reddit, we got some Reddit Would You Rathers fired up if we want to rip those.
Wow, that was a beautiful transition, Harry.
Mm-hmm. That's why they pay me the big bucks.
Guys, so that's what we're going to do today. We're going to be taking a look at some crazy, wacky Would You Rather questions that Harry has curated. And we will get to that after the sponsor, which is... pee out of my wiener. I gotta take a piss. I'll be right back. It's the show. Would you rather time, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a look. Let's dive into the deep recesses of Reddit.com. Take a look at these would you rathers.
I can read it. Would you rather... be a strawberry with human thoughts or a human with strawberry thoughts?
Well, a human with strawberry thoughts, they're going to put you in like a home. They're going to put you in like a mental asylum or something. Yeah, I'm going to be a human and a strawberry. However, though, if you get like picked and somebody eats you, that would suck. But yeah, I mean, if I could keep my thoughts right now and be a strawberry... that'd be kind of peaceful, honestly. That'd be more peaceful than vice versa. I wouldn't have to worry about anything. Wouldn't have to worry about making money or, you know, my struggles in day-to-day life, my relationships, you know, things like that. I'm just a strawberry, bruh. And then your lifespan, I think, is pretty short. So you wouldn't have to deal with it for that long. Final answer. Boom.
Would you rather lose 1 inch from your penis each time you have sex, or you have reverse boner syndrome, which is when you are always hard except when aroused and then you go soft?
Wow. Damn. If I lose, I can't lose 1 inch from my penis every time I have sex. There's no way. Because you're getting like... 2 or 3 good ones, and then it starts getting sad, and then, you know,
yeah, like, does it go in?
Yeah, I guess it just just decreases a little bit, injects into your body. Reverse boner syndrome, I guess, would be the ideal situation here, especially as you get older and you start experiencing erectile dysfunction, dude. Just rock hard all the time. Honestly, if you could just, you could probably take some kind of pill that completely deactivates boners, which in turn would, that's genius, actually. Reverse boner syndrome. Every morning I'm waking up, I'm popping a Viagra, Blue Chew, whatever. So then my boner goes away, right? Okay.
Why does your boner go away? Because you're taking a boner pill, which is the reverse of boner.
Exactly.
But no, because it's, you are aroused. Like, dick pills just make you hard, not aroused. Like, they don't make you horny, they make you hard.
Hmm. Well, then I'm going to make sure to eat. And
but you could do, like, you could take, like, like cocaine or, like, something that makes you soft.
Oh, before
not that I
sex.
Know that that happens, but yeah, you know.
Get super, dude, whiskey dick, though, get hammered, you'd be killing it.
Yeah.
You'd be absolutely killing it. You'd never have that problem ever again. I'd probably have reverse boner syndrome. What is it called? The, like certain foods.
Aphrodisiac.
Those. You just take those all the time, so you're always horny.
Oh.
And then in turn, you're always soft, right? And then when it's go time to have sex, you need to make yourself not aroused. So maybe think of your naked grandma or something, or drink a bunch or take some kind of supplement to where you don't get aroused and you're not horny. Maybe get on some SSRIs or something.
Which do you think would be like a bigger problem? Would it be trying to navigate having sex where you're like constantly, like you said, thinking about, you know, the hospital? Or walking around every day with a hard on.
That would suck.
I think that would be worse.
Because you could waistband it, but at a certain point, you know, it's going to be hard to hide.
I have an insane story about getting hard in a random time, which I can share briefly, which is that I may or may not have pledged a fraternity that had some hazing that had to do with it, and one of the nights we had to like eat a shit ton of really, really spicy stuff, like really spicy peppers. And so I wake up the next day very, you know, hungover, like full of spicy stuff, like whatever, but I haven't shit yet, but I can kind of tell that it's coming. And I go to class. I'm like, I had stayed up all night the night before eating the spicy stuff. So I'm like in like sweatpants, I'm completely disheveled. I go to this big lecture hall because this is for my classes, and maybe I'm like 5 minutes into this lecture and I start like, oh my God, I like really need to shit. Like it hits me, all this spicy stuff is like, so I'm like dripping sweat. I'm like, what do I do? How do I navigate this? I am like, okay, you know what? I need to just like get up and like run out of the class. And so I prepare myself to do that. I'm like about to get up and I look down and for some reason in all of this like sweat induced hysteria, I got a boner.
That's a hangover boner, dude. That happens. So
I am like in sweatpants, pitching a tent, trying to get through this lecture hall, like about to shit. And so I like freeze and I'm thinking just anything I can think to like try to not have this boner. But I'm like, I'm stuck, dude. I'm stuck on. I have reverse boner syndrome. And so I just like, you know, eventually kept the boner and just sprinted by a bunch of people and then went and shit and never came back to the class.
Can't show your face in that class again.
Yeah.
If you just ran out with a boner, they probably thought you had to like jerk off really bad or something. I got to get out of here right now. Dude, the feeling of having shit with an erection.
Pretty crazy.
Hasn't happened very often for me, but very weird feeling. Two completely different sensations happening in your body at one time.
True.
That's amazing.
Okay, next one. Would you rather have sex with a hot female body and Garfield the cat head, or a hot female head and Garfield the cat body? If you choose Garfield head, it will be loudly meowing the entire time.
Some people like that. So,
yeah.
I'm going hot female body, Garfield the cat head. I'm not fucking a cat, dude.
Yeah.
That's not happening. The second option is bestiality. Or maybe, what, are they in a costume and there's a hole in the costume?
No, I think it's a cat.
Wow. Okay, no, I'm not. No, I will not be having sex with a cat. You know, Shane Dawson might pick the latter, but not me, you know? Because then, in the first one, it's like you're just having, like, kinky, weird sex. But in the second one, it's like that's, you know, you're banging a cat, lady.
Yeah, I think
meowing would be uncomfortable, but I still think the latter would be significantly more uncomfortable.
It's funny to imagine a person with a furry fetish like also struggling with this question, but because they both sound so good.
Right. Right. They're going to be like, shit, dude, can I pick both? Can I do it both? Good. Can I have two sessions?
All right, next one. As a man, would you rather have a fully functioning penis on your forehead or no penis at all?
If you took away my penis, dude, I would be so sad. But then having a dick on my forehead, I mean, you would just have to say goodbye to ever taking pictures ever again. The guy, this reply is right, though. You could start a career in a very niche porn market. The last unicorn. That's true. I mean, that's your only option. If you have a big fat dick on your forehead, like, you can only do weird porn shit. And you can't show your... You'd have to wear, like, a really low hat, a really long brim on the hat as well. Well, you know, maybe not a long brim on the hat, unless you have reverse boner syndrome along with this. But yeah, I mean, you could just wear a hat, honestly, in public, and you'd probably be fine. No one could just look at you too close. I might go forehead penis, dude. I don't want no penis. But honestly, maybe my problems would disappear if I didn't have a dick. That would be kind of... I would think more clearly, you know. I wouldn't have to worry about, you know, taking time out of my day to masturbate or anything. You would lose sex. That would be unfortunate, but, like, you probably learn to live with it, honestly. You could probably still have meaningful relationships without a penis. And also, if you don't have a penis, you know, you could, you know, you're not making a woman come with that thing anyway, so... probably still have a pretty good relationship. Whereas if you have a forehead penis, it's going to be pretty difficult for you to have a relationship, a normal relationship. You could probably find a freakazoid out there. I guess I'll go no penis, honestly. I've kind of talked myself out of the forehead penis. I was thinking forehead penis at first, but I'm going no wiener.
If you had a forehead penis, would you rather be a big dick or a small dick?
I mean, if it's going to be front and center for everyone to see, I'd rather it be a big dick. Now, logistically, that doesn't work very well.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. You get back problems.
Yeah, you would have to find big hats and stuff. But if it's going to be on my forehead, I'd rather it be like a big hog.
Totally.
Guys, comment down below if you agree.
Yeah.
L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
All right. Would you rather fight 200 third graders or a bear with sharks for arms?
A bear with sharks for arms? I feel like a bear with sharks for arms wouldn't even... They wouldn't be accustomed to it. They'd be so awkward and stuff. But even just the weight of a bear and then two additional sharks, like, you would probably die. Like, if we're in, like, an arena thing, I think a bear is going to kill me even with sharks for arms. I feel like sharks for arms is more debilitating than a plus. 200 third graders I'm killing. I feel like I could... I don't know. Some of them are big and strong. I knew a few when I was in third grade. There were a handful. But, like, statistically, nine-year-olds, most of them are going to be... And is it all at once, or are they coming at me in a line?
I think it will say it's in an arena situation. Like, it's in a kind of gladiator style arena. They all come out at the same time, though.
And I have, like, just my fists. I don't have a weapon, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you don't have a weapon. But you could, I guess, conceivably use, like, third grader appendages to beat the other third graders.
If it's my fists, I still think I have... There's no way I'm killing a bear with my hands. There's zero chance that's happening. I'm more likely to beat up 200 third graders than a bear, I think.
What if you have one medieval age weapon of your choosing in both scenarios?
Oh, then I'm going to 200 third graders for sure.
Got it. Then but I'm they also locked they up. Also get one each.
What? Okay, yeah. Then I'm going the bear. Because he can't even use it. He has sharks for arms.
Right.
I just feel like if I had a mace or a bat or something, I'd just spin in a circle. And then
killed the third graders.
It's like a force field. The third graders can't get to me. I'm just knocking them all out like a tornado.
I see that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's more likely the first one.
Oh, this one I was struggling with. Would you rather poop 1,000 gallons of mayonnaise or a single Chinese throwing star?
So 1,000 gallons is unbelievable. How many gallons are in an Olympic sized swimming pool?
Oh, that's okay. This is a gallon of water.
Right.
So hold on.
I think I know what a gallon of water is.
Oh, okay, hold on. How many gallons are in an Olympic size?
Holy shit. Okay, so maybe it's not.
Oh, so it's not really that much.
Yeah, but a swimming pool is. So you. Okay, so like two hot tubs worth.
That's a lot.
Damn. I mean, a Chinese throwing star is going to hurt like shit, but you got to think about where am I putting 1,000 gallons of mayonnaise? I could do it outside and then ruin my yard, you know?
Yeah.
Or I could go, or maybe it could be like a spectacle. Like, I'm like, guys, watch this, you know, come to this bar. It's going to be crazy. Bring your Subway sandwiches or something. I feel like a Chinese throwing star, I mean, that would tear you up and it would suck, but you could just go to the hospital after and it'd be over pretty quickly. 1,000 gallons of mayonnaise, you're going to be there for quite some time and it's going to cause much more of a mess. Like a Chinese throwing star, you get a colostomy bag for a month or so and then you're good to go.
Is there an argument too that it would feel kind of good to poop 1,000 gallons of mayonnaise out?
I don't think so. But maybe you can make that argument.
I'm like, that might feel good.
I mean, it would feel better than a ninja star, but
no. But I'm even like, it might feel good. Like it might be like, it would be like the feeling of pooping for 4 hours.
I don't particularly enjoy the feeling of pooping. Really,
I like pooping.
Maybe I just have a fucked up stomach.
Yeah,
1,000 gallons though. You're gonna be there forever.
Yeah.
Where do you put it? You know.
Yeah,
that's what I'm thinking about. So unless you made it like a spectacle where it's like, come see the great mayonnaise pooper or something, I would probably go to the Chinese throwing store.
Oh, this one was tricky. Would you rather have a pouch on your stomach like a kangaroo with a little person, or be a little person in somebody else's pouch? A few rules. You are not a dwarf, just a small person with the same proportions, just shrunk down. You get to pick whose pouch you're in, but you don't get to pick who is in your pouch.
Ooh. Hmm. Because what if your little pouch guy sucks? I'm more likely to live the life I currently live with a pouch and someone else in my pouch, because I could just kind of, you know, I can still do the same. I'm in control of
they
my
could own co-host
body.
The pod. Yeah,
I can do whatever. Yeah, I could totally do the pod. We could have a guest every time. I guess it's cool I get to pick the person, but also like, I mean, I guess it'd be sweet to be like, you know, some celebrity. I'm like, oop, put me in fucking Johnny Depp's pouch or something. I actually don't want that. Who's a, you know, just someone that you like, that you're a fan of, get put in their pouch. That'd be cool. But then you have like no free will at all. And then they're going to be mad confused. They're going to be like, yo, this pouch wasn't here, and neither was this little guy. I think I'm going first. And if he's a little fucker, I don't know. He's going to be with me forever. I can eventually, we'll get along. I'm pretty likable. I don't know. I think.
Or you could like, you could beat him to death.
That's what right. I could just be like, shut up, you little bitch. Waterboard, you know, pour a bottle of water in there. I'm going first one for sure.
All right. Would you rather be eaten by a great white shark or beaten to death by a silverback gorilla?
Beaten to death by a gorilla.
Same.
I fucking can't stand the idea of being in the water and then something creeping up on me and like drowning. And I can't stand that. I get scared of sharks when I'm in like the river. And that doesn't even make sense, but that's how scared of sharks I am. Honestly, though, a slower, more painful death might be the gorilla thing, but maybe not, though. I'm just thinking of the environment. I think if he gets me real good, I'm unconscious, and then he just beats me to death.
That's what I'm thinking, too. Just like one whop, and then you're dead.
Yeah, I'm going gorilla. Can't stand sharks.
Oh, yeah, this one was tricky, too. Would you rather have every song you listen to gradually turn into All Star by Smash Mouth, or every movie gradually turn into Shrek?
Every movie turn into Shrek. I like that movie. It's a good movie. I feel like I listen to music more than I watch movies. So I would value, and you know, I could listen to music, I could watch like YouTube and shit. And then, you know, Shrek's a good movie. I'd probably get sick of it eventually. And I would never know what anyone's talking about ever. And also you could have someone explain to you I could read like a Wikipedia plot article on it and be like, okay, this is what happens. I guess the ending of Shrek is not what happens in The Boy in the Striped Pajamas.
The only argument for the Smash Mouth that I can think of is like if it's like the last 10 seconds are the first couple chords of All Star by Smash Mouth. That doesn't sound that bad. If it's just like the song's ending and then it's like, like that sounds so okay.
I mean, I it would be a sick mashup, but eventually I'd be like, Jesus Christ. And I'm not a huge fan of that song either.
Okay, yeah.
But it is funny to think about, like, I don't know, you go out on a date, you go to the movies, and then at the end, you're like, can you fucking believe she turned back into an ogre? I mean, that's crazy. Can you believe she did that for him? She's like, what?
Like, we just watched Zero Dark Thirty.
Yeah, what are you talking about? We just watched the Ronald Reagan biopic.
That's funny. Okay, that's all of them.
Excellent. Well, guys, let me know if you agree with my picks in the comments below. Does like Spotify and shit have comments or no?
No.
Oh, well, this is an audio-friendly one. So if you're listening, I don't know, go to the YouTube video and comment. Let me know if you agree with me. I have pretty good insight into things, I think. So without further ado, I believe it is time for some advice. It's a segment you know and love. It's the Moon
Show. L-E-T-E-N-E-T. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Dear Mr. Fella, I signed up for a fight night at university, which makes me think they're perhaps British. I'm a lanky-ass girl with range but no skill. How much money should I bet against myself? But I think another way you could ask this, answer this is perhaps how could they be good at fighting?
Okay. Yeah, because I think, you know, in standard, like in boxing or UFC or something, you can't bet against yourself. You can bet on yourself. Like, you could bet money on yourself, but I think it's illegal to bet against the opponent because then, you know, you could just throw it and win a bunch of money. But I'm assuming your university, you know, fighting is not following those exact rules. So, I mean, if you have it's kind of an infinite money glitch if you want to win a bunch of money and bet for the opponent. And, you know, you're the underdog. You could make a good bit of money. Well, no. If you're the underdog, you're not going to make that much money. Anyway, regardless. So if you want to make money, do that. Bet on the opponent. Throw it. Throw the fight. But this is so fun. I've only heard of fraternities doing, like, boxing fight nights and shit. I didn't know sororities got down and dirty like that, dude. That's kind of crazy. She did call it university, though, so I'm assuming, you know, she's in the UK, and I guess they get down like that.
Yeah, I'm kind of like, is there a
sorority fight night?
Sorority fight night?
Dude, I'm telling you, just watch like UFC boxing highlights, study that shit, bro. Get in there. I don't know, put bricks in your boxing gloves or something. Boom. Knockout. I don't think you should bet against yourself. I think you should train your cooter off and really beat this girl's ass, you know? Or you could be like, you could play mind games, use the intimidation factor, be like, talk a lot of shit, but like scary shit. Be like, I'm going to fucking kill you. I'm going to bounce your head off the canvas. And when your head hits the canvas, you will no longer open your eyes. I think that would be sweet. get in her head, train, maybe take a few boxing classes while you're at it. Because this girl is probably not taking boxing classes. She's probably not taking this seriously. Yeah, dude. I had some buddies at Auburn. Their fraternity did a boxing night, and that shit's awesome. I've always wanted to box. I did MMA for a little bit. I've talked about that on the podcast, but I just got my ass beat all the time. I'm not a good fighter. I'd like to believe that I am.
You should box Jake Paul.
I should. He would lay me out, dude. He would lay me out so hard, and that would be so embarrassing. But I should. I would for the payday. Fuck yeah. Fuck yes, I would. So anyways, I guess I answer your question. Believe in yourself. Train hard. Unless you want to make a bunch of money, in which case, bet against the opponent and then throw it. And then there you go.
Dear handsome fella, I have never been in a relationship, so this isn't a relationship one. So that's them responding to your call that everybody's submissions is a relationship one. Fine. However, I think they're sort of skating on a technicality here. But how, as someone in my 20s, do I start getting into dating? I only want people who are unattainable, so the minute they like me back, I'm unattracted to them. What is the next step? And then their
question.
That's
quite the paradox.
Yeah.
That many people suffer from, you know. You just want what you can't have, and then you have it, and you're like, fuck, I actually don't enjoy this. You just love the chase, dude. You love the feeling of trying to get what you want, not actually the thing that you want. It's like a gambling addiction. You just like the rush of gambling. Uh-oh. Internal temp too high, allow it to cool. Oh shit. The studio's on fire. Fuck. Obviously, we haven't figured out some of the technical difficulties in my new place. You know what? Fuck it. Let's end the show there. Guys, the normal show is available on all streaming platforms where you find your podcast and everything. Make sure to like and subscribe and turn on that bell. And, you know, sorry to this person for not getting any advice. Just, you know, I don't know. I'll get you on the next one. Bye, guys. The Normal Show is produced by Harry Krinsky and Dave Bonowitz. Our editor is Dave Bonowitz. Theme music and graphics by Matt Zimmerman. We will see you next week. It's the
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.